afternoon, June. This is Lisa Von Bargen, the borough manager, and I'm here to give you a COVID-19 update today. And the information I'm providing today is probably going to be a little bit different than what we normally talk about. Normally, we're talking about sheltering in place or self-quarantine or facility closures or social distancing or those sorts of things. But what I want to talk about right now is Wrangell's ability to potentially put in some additional measures that are more restrictive than what the state has, and the difficulty that we're having doing that or taking that up under consideration. So the governor's last travel mandate, 12, regarding intra-state travel, travel in between communities in Alaska, essentially prohibited any travel between Alaskan communities unless it was for critical workforce infrastructure, which is defined, and critical personal travel. And even though travel is prohibited, except under those two scenarios, there is not a prohibition on, or excuse me, there's not a requirement of self-quarantine once you get to a location if you have traveled under those two scenarios. And many places in Alaska now, specifically any place you have to fly through or from here in Alaska to Wrangell, is experiencing community spread. And so that is concerning to us here. Also, the fishing season is ramping up, and we're getting ready to have a number of people come in from other communities around Southeast for work in the boatyard or just in prep for the season. And so we're concerned about making sure that we are keeping ourselves safe and those people coming to our community to do work safe as well. And so we would like to enact some, we would like to be able to enact some regulations potentially that are a little bit more stringent than what the state has. The state in that same mandate 12 that I talked about explicitly allows for what are called small communities to be able to enact regulations that are more stringent than the state's. In order to qualify as a small community, you have to be less than 3,000 people, which we are. Wrangell's population is right about 2,400. You have to be off the road system, which of course we are here on Wrangell Island. And three, you have to have you may not have a hospital that is considered a hub that is managed by a tribal healthcare entity. And although Wrangell Medical Center is now managed by Search, we've never considered it, nor has anybody, to our knowledge, ever considered it a hub hospital. So in order to confirm that we qualified, we went to the state and asked them to provide a clarification, and it took them quite a while to get back to us. In the interim, we requested a definition from Search, and we requested information from the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association, and they both provided responses to us saying that Wrangell was certainly not a hub hospital. However, yesterday, minutes before our the continuation of the assembly meeting last night, we got a response from the state saying that Wrangell does qualify as a hub hospital because it is a critical access hospital. And for some reason, the state considers all critical access hospitals to be hub hospitals. So that took the wind out of our sails for things we were able to consider. So unfortunately, last night's meeting was terminated because we were unable to take, the assembly was unable to take action on what we originally intended them to be able to discuss and take action on and allow for community comment. We are having a follow-up work session tonight to discuss those items. And so basically, all aspects of what would be taken into consideration for Wrangell to be able to put local, what you might call local health mandates in place, is going to be the topic of discussion this evening. And so we will be spending a fair amount of time on those issues. And even though it's just a work session and those are normally not on the air, it's going to begin at 5:30 and it'll be broadcast here on KSTK. So we certainly encourage people to listen in on that. There won't be any public comment tonight. It'll just be a work session with the assembly, but we still encourage people to pay attention wholeheartedly. And if somebody has a question or a concern prior to the meeting, they're more than welcome to contact our borough clerk clerk@wrangell.com and submit that question. We've got about another hour and 20 minutes before the meeting starts, so there's still time to get that in. So, June, I just want to thank the community for tuning in to our COVID information, our daily COVID information, and encourage people to continue to socially distance, make sure you're sheltering in place, and wear those masks when you're out and about to help stop anything that you might cough or sneeze out, for sure, and be well and safe, everyone.